Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update from Gold Bull Resources. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC and on the OTC markets under the symbol BLSSF. One note for that OTC listing is it will be getting changed here in the very near future. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Sherry Leiden. Now, Sherry, let's follow up on a news release that came out just yesterday, March 22nd. It is the first drill hole from the Sandman project, and it intersected some very good grades here. Now, this drill hole was focused at this Abel Knoll area, and it intersected almost 145 meters at 1.67 grams per ton gold. Also included some high-grade intersections of almost 11 grams per ton gold over 6 meters and 2.23 grams per ton gold over 97.5 meters. Sherry, give us a little bit of explanation, please, on the larger intersection here, the 145 meters, but then also some of these high-grade intersects within this drill hole, please.
Thank you, Corey. I'm super excited by these results. They're better than I was even hoping for. So to have this as our maiden drill hole at Sandman is very exciting. The hole was planned initially to test a historical hole, which ended in 9.6 grams a ton. That just begged the question, how far did those kind of numbers extend for? So our hole, it was located probably about 20 meters from the surface of that collar. And then we went on a different trajectory. So we didn't twin the hole. We wanted to see how wide this mineralized zone was and how deep it went. And the results are that 9.6 gram a ton intercept actually extends for just over 6 meters. And for our intercept, we got 10.75 grams a ton gold over the 6.1 meters. So sensational numbers and, very, very decent width that you can start contemplating extraction techniques. The broader lower grade, I shouldn't really call it lower grade because, over 1 gram a ton is quite a significant intercept, especially at 144 meters of it. So that's closer to the surface and we start, contemplating, pit-constrained resources. So there already is a pit-constrained resource at Abel Knoll that we recently released. And having this higher grade tail really begs the question, could there be underground potential for this this deposit? And in order to work that out, we'll certainly have to do some more drilling to work out the legs of this open mineralization.
So I will be posting figure one below this interview. It is a cross section of that hole one, as well as some of the other historic results here. But Sherry, the high grade numbers, that's what really stands out to me compared to some of those past drill holes. What are you guys going to be doing to follow up on this high grade component here?
Well, we're discussing that as a team at the moment. I think a logical next step would be to put a diamond drill hole in underneath this intercept. And we really want to see, how deep it does go. So I'm thinking we'll collar a hole significantly to the east. And then that hole will go right underneath. If you're looking at the section, I would want it to be intersecting around where those words open, open in purple are located. So we just want to see what it's doing at depth, and having a low angle diamond hole will give us a lot of information on the geology, the structure, obviously the mineralization, and we can do a bunch of test work on diamond core that we aren't able to perform on RC chips. So I think that would be a great next step to get a rig there as soon as possible to work out both the extent and the dimensions of this very interesting intercept.
So one other aspect that is highlighted within the news release on this drill hole is that the mineralization appears almost entirely oxidized. Why is that important for investors?
It's very important when it comes to processing. Oxide and sulfide mineralization is processed differently, and it's different capital requirements. And generally speaking, it's a lot cheaper to set up a facility that's able to extract gold from oxide type material. And the oxidization of this particular deposit tends to be following the geological unit. And this is Abel Knoll as a breccia pipe, which is a different type of geology to our other gold resources at Sandman. It's quite unique, and the oxidization tends to have been going along that geological contact which is also not that surprising in geology, but it means that the oxidization could be quite deep for us, which is significant because it ultimately will translate to more ounces being cheaply extractable versus if it was sulfide.
Okay. Let's also talk about the, I guess, broader land package here, because there are four main areas that encompass the overall resource that is just under 500,000 ounces. What's some of the other drilling that's ongoing here, and how do you want people to understand this Abel Knoll when it comes to the project generally?
Sure. Well, you see all of our deposits as equally as important. You know, we've got resources from North Hill, Silica Ridge, Southeast Pennant, and Abel Knoll, which cumulatively form our 43-101 resource at Sandman. But we're also interested in the exploration potential between these resources. So our current drill program is doing a bit of resource extension drilling at the known resources, and is also doing some greenfields exploration drilling between the resources where we've never had a drill hole before, yet we've got compelling geology based on geophysics or geochemistry. So we're looking to add ounces via a combination of resource extension, which is such as the Abel Knoll hole that we recently announced, and also exploration drilling. After that Abel Knoll was drilled, we sent the rig to North Hill. That North Hill Silica Ridge area is a really interesting area. It's 100% oxide mineralization to date. So I really like that from a potential economic standpoint. It's probably my favorite area of the project, despite these spectacular Abel Knoll numbers. North Hill and Silica Ridge is just super underexplored, despite it being literally mineralization sticking out of the ground up there. So I can't wait to see the North Hill drill holes that are in the next batch of assay results.
So, Sherry, I'll also post slide 12 below this interview because it does highlight these four different areas. Do you see potential here of tying together some of these areas? Is that even going to be tested during this drill program, or is it, at least right now, just focused on building out ounces, almost these near-term easier ounces around current resources?
Yeah, so we're thinking of this drill program as phase one. We have a budget for 8,000 meters of RC, and we split that into phase one for 3,000 meters and phase two for the remaining 5,000 meters. So phase one is for us to get a better handle on these prospects and to really rank and prioritize the bulk of the meters after we've got the lab results back. I do see potential to link some of these geological corridors. In fact, a lot of our budget to date has been spent on 3D IP geophysics survey that we conducted between North Hill and Silica Ridge. And we have announced some of those geophysical results that basically show there's a big anomaly between North Hill and Silica Ridge, which really begs the question, is that an extension of the deposits? You know, is there a mother lode in between? And there's really only one way to work that out, and that's to put a few drill holes in between North Hill and Silica Ridge. That probably will be done in the second round of drilling, just because we didn't permit those pads. We didn't have the geophysical results back in the first round. So we'll add another batch of drill pads to our notice or plan of operation, so we can attack that in phase two.
Okay. So there's a lot of drilling ongoing, right? Just remind everybody how big this program is, what it's already permitted for, and the funding that you guys have to move through the program, please.
So we are fully funded for this 8,000 meter drill program. We're very fortunate that this project is fully permitted under exploration plan of operation. And what that equates to is that we have permission to disturb up to 500 acres. Obviously, we rehabilitate everything when we're finished with it. But that kind of permission, that plan of operation, generally costs millions of dollars and takes years. And we inherited that when we purchased the project from Newmont. So that's super valuable to us. We're cognizant of the value of that plan of operation, the ability for us to move really fast. As soon as this was transferred into our name, you know, the next week we were literally on the ground drilling. So we've got the drill rig churning. It's in the middle of our 3,000 meter drill program at the moment. So you can expect our assay results will be released to the market in batches as we receive them. So we received the first hole for Abel Knoll. That was announced yesterday, and the next batch will be from North Hill, and I'm hoping that we release them within the next week or so.
Okay, so really it's just going to be ongoing news flow when it comes to this drill program. Drill some holes, get them in the lab, move the drill to somewhere else, release those holes, and then reanalyze where you're going back and how you're going to reattack that area, correct?
Yeah, spot on. We want to keep the market informed, and you know that the market will learn the results as we're learning them internally.
Okay, perfect, Sherry. We'll wrap it up here. Again, I'm posting figure one below the interview and slide 12 to give everybody a better understanding of where these areas are. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Sherry, we'll follow up on the back of some more drill results. Thank you for your time today.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Kerry.